Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
You've lost touch with who you are, the core of your being. You're on social media too much. You're listening to what other people are telling you. You got to listen to yourself. You got to cut all that shit out. You have to look at the things that you love and the things that you hate. So what you don't like is very instructive to you, right? You're looking at things that are very powerful inside of you, that are emotional. They're not intellectual. They're feelings. They're emotions. They're visceral things that you connect to. I've always followed the laws of power, which is change things up, enter action with boldness, don't be afraid to do things differently, adapt your strategy to the circumstance. It's never too late. The earlier you figure it out, the better off you are. But it can happen later in life. Now, I figured out at an early age that I wanted to write. I didn't know what I wanted to write, but I loved words and I loved writing. And if I didn't have that connection when I was 8 years old, all the way into high school and college, I would have been a lost soul. And I empathize with a lot of people who don't have that feeling when they're 8 or 18 or in their 20s. But I'm trying to tell people everybody has it. You're just not listening to yourself. You've lost touch with who you are. There are five forms of intelligence. We normally associate intelligence with intellectuals, with our Noam Chomsky, with Albert Einstein. No, intelligence comes in all forms. Working with your hands is a form of intelligence. A carpenter has a high form of intelligence. People who are sports, who athletically use their body, that's another form of intelligence. There's music, there's math, there's language. You have one of these frames of mind. By the way your brain is wired, you are inclined towards one of them. Figure that out. You gotta be a bit bold. You have to embrace what makes you different. It takes time. To do anything in life takes time and hours and patience and work. So I like to tell people to go back to their earliest childhood memories of things that really excited them before they got mixed up with parents, teachers, and all that. Other people telling them stuff, you know? You gotta cut all that shit out. You know, I was frustrated, I was depressed. I even have to admit I had moments that were slightly suicidal because I knew deep down that I could do something. I was different from other people. I had different experiences, you know, and I knew that there was something I needed to express. There was a purpose to how my life had unfolded, but I couldn't find it. I had tried everything. I had tried every form of writing, every possible endeavor you can imagine. It just didn't click. So I was very deeply frustrated. And the frustration, I tell people, it's a good thing. Negative emotions are trying to teach you something. They're trying to teach you the opposite. Something else is going on. Frustration what would be worse than frustration would be despair, giving up. No hope, but frustration is a sign that you haven't given up. You know you can do something, but you haven't figured it out. So when you have those kind of feelings, look at them, and there's something positive in that. So I knew that there was something I was meant to do. I just couldn't figure it out when. It's easy for me, a boomer, I have to admit that, to preach to you when you have to gone through like a pandemic, what looks like to be a recession. And then if you're a millennial, you went through the crash in 08. It's easy for me to preach. You're dealing with really difficult circumstances. So a lot of people are rethinking their lives. They don't want to work at crap jobs just to get by. And I applaud that 100%, right? That's great. So you want to think about working for yourself is the ultimate position in this world. And even though times are difficult, even though it may seem like just a dream, there's so much potential out there for entrepreneurial spirit, for creating your own startup, for creating your own podcast, for going your own path in life. You don't have to follow other people. It's not like it was when I was growing up. There were things that were better back then, but there are things that were a lot worse, right? You have so many more options. It's just that you're not going to reach them. You're not going to be happy in this short time that you have to be alive unless you take it seriously and still have some fun and adventure and excitement. You got to listen to yourself. You have to embrace what makes you different. Just don't listen to your parents go, I got to be making $100,000 when I'm 23 and go to law school and do all this stuff. You're going to burn out. So kind of understand I guess the main thing I would say is know who you are, know what you're deep down your core, what you love, what you hate, and what you were destined to create in this world. That's like the most important process you go through. Everybody has that potential. But I know it doesn't come easy. It's a process and you have to be patient, but you have to put in the work. But another skill that you cannot ignore is the social. We're social animals. And there are a lot of people in life who ignore that because they're shy. And I was very shy as a young man. I was mostly quite introverted as well. Because they're shy, they just simply lean on their own strength, which is learning something really well, learning math or learning algorithms or learning how to write, etc. And they ignore the social because they're afraid of it. But you cannot get ahead in this world as a social animal, dependent on other people in every aspect of life, unless you treat that as another skill as well. So yes, the process of looking inward is absolutely essential, but you cannot disconnect yourself from your teachers, your mentors, your colleagues. You could have all the skill in the world and know your life's task brilliantly, but if you continually alienate people by your boorish behavior, by your insensitivity, all of the skill level in the world will be completely neutralized by your own mistakes. I didn't listen to other people. At so many turning points in my life, I could have been discouraged. People could have said, I had somebody say, Robert, you're never going to be a good writer in life. You know, you need to go to business school, etc. My parents tried to funnel me this way or that way. I was stubborn and I was rebellious. And I did my own thing. And because of that, I have kind of a different voice from other people, right? And when I look at books out there, I'm searching for that voice of somebody who's different, who has something different to say, who speaks in a different tone of voice, that has their blood and their personality in their writing. And I don't find it often, but when I do, it's a great thing. And so to me, success in life is kind of being who you are. There's a famous expression of the great ancient Greek poet Pindar about become who you are. It's a process of becoming who you actually are and realizing what it is. So we talked about my weirdness earlier on. And following that has allowed me to craft my own message, which is basically about opening your eyes up to the reality of the world and to what people are like. But I'm not able to do that unless I had ignored what other people tried to foist on me earlier on in life. It's never too late.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.